Biography. Samuel Zohar Yanai. When Samuel Zohar Yanai was 28, he first knew about the world of magic after a black spell was imposed on him. This spell is what a well-known Kabbalist told him there in Jerusalem. At first, Samuel turned to doctors who tried to treat his body and then to healers, spiritual communicators, diverse Kabbalists, and Muslim mystics who also tried their best to heal him. Many attempts went through him, but all of them failed. Samuel remained as he was, with his physical and mental condition remaining unchanged. At the beginning of the journey, Samuel didn't understand what those rabbis meant when they told him that a black spell was imposed on him. He understood that some people coveted his money and were jealous of him. At that time, Samuel ended a 5-year-long struggle with the Tel Aviv municipality and the Ayalon Roads Company over his parents' house, which City Hall detained for the Ayalon Road coil. Samuel Zohar Yanai won in court about $1 million in 1996 after a stubborn fight against the battery of the A-list of lawyers in Israel with an unprecedented victory in this war. The physical health and the strength of Samuel's soul were gone and ended when he was exhausted and powerless. All along the way, no one believed that he would win, and for such a high amount, against such powerful authorities and without any previous knowledge or experience in real estate. During the struggle, Samuel gathered all the knowledge necessary to acquire proficiency in this subject. Samuel Zohar Yanai and the World of Kabbalah and Mysticism. Although Samuel did not believe in witchcraft at that time, without being aware of it, the history of his life prepared him from the first moment for this moment. Samuel learned about Kabbalah's world and the spiritual world from a young age. He acquired a thorough knowledge of the Babylonian Talmud and Kabbalistic, when behind him were 16 years of study with his teacher and spiritual companion, Yom Tov Sherebi, who was the son of a great Kabbalist in Yemen and the father of his good friend Aaron. Yet he never had a practical touch in the world of mysticism. The knowledge that Samuel Zohar Yanai acquired at his parents' house. Throughout his childhood, there was not a day when a new book did not enter his home in the craft of printing and binding books. His father owned one of the first printing houses in Israel. His mother worked for him. Then they met one another and got married. Samuel Zohar Yanai acquired most of his knowledge from reading over 1,500 books on different layers and parts of the human soul and spirit, from psychology and spirituality to metaphysics, esoterica, and many other subjects. Messages and information from the spirit world. After his parents' house confiscation, Samuel suggested to his father that they write a Torah scroll for the synagogue. While writing the Torah scroll, which lasted about 14 months, Samuel Zohar Yanai began to receive messages and information from the spirit world, which he had never learned before during his lifetime, from any source. At that time, Yom Tov passed away, and Samuel's hunger and physical and mental crises intensified. A unique Kabbalistic family heirloom in 1997, after a year of suffering, his father gave him an ancient book from 1930 written by Samuel's grandfather, Yaakov Yanai. Samuel's father told him that the book went through many journeys with him and all the wars of Israel, and now, he is passing it on to him as an inheritance. Even Samuel's brother doesn't know about his existence. His father told him that in this book, there is all the knowledge needed to help himself and others. Samuel's father Benjamin had explained to Samuel that in this book, he would find energetic and spiritual secrets and codes from the Kabbalah and the Holy Zohar that must not be passed on to anyone except for his sons and grandsons, who match him in inner integrity and intellectual intelligence. "See, you have been warning," he told him, "this is our lineage. The secret of the ancient Kabbalistic family book." Samuel's great-grandfather, Yaakov Yanai, was a mystic and Kabbalist. Thanks to his knowledge of the verses of the Book of Zohar and other Kabbalah books from the world of Jewish mysticism, he helped many of the Jewish Muslim and Christian communities in Spain and Istanbul, and his name as having extraordinary healing powers and knowledge went before him in those days. During his life, Yaakov Yanai wrote a book describing his unique healing methods, the meaning of healing, and the knowledge he used, including using medicinal plants to solve many varied health problems. In addition, the book includes unique energetic methods for Kabbalistic healing, removing strong spells such as the evil eye, black magic, and spells, in addition to a solution closer to today's world of alternative healing, removing energy blockages. Yaakov Yanai's book passed through the Yanai family from generation to generation, and now the last owner of it, as of today, who bears the heavy responsibility and its powerful contents, is no other than Samuel. From the moment the book was to his saving, Samuel thought about trying to heal himself with his powers, based on the use of the vast mystical and practical Kabbalistic knowledge contained in the book of his great-grandfather, Yaakov Yanai. With the comprehensive knowledge instilled in him by his teacher and spiritual companion, Yom Tov Sharabi, and in every other source he knew that could help him out of the situation he was in. With determination and vigor, on his own, Samuel Zohar Yanai spent the next few years studying and delving into the books of Rambam's medicine, medicinal plants, nutritional supplements, medicinal mushrooms, proper nutrition, Kabbalah, the Zohar book, general and Jewish philosophy, psychology books, astrotheology books, religious cosmology, numerology, quantum theory, metaphysics, astrology, esoterica, magic, Scientology, psychology, NLP, alternative therapy techniques, and many other topics. A healthy mind is a healthy body, and a good spirit dwell within each other. That multifaced intellectual and consciousness journey he embarked on led to tremendous spiritual enlightenment and insights. Thanks to all of this, Samuel Zohar Yanai also came to the insight that he has at his disposal unique energetic and spiritual powers and knowledge, which enable him to give advice and balm to others and help them reach a positive synergy and reconnection of all the different levels in their lives, just as he was privileged to do for himself. This is how Samuel formulated and built his unique counseling and healing method approach, called Free Spirit. Using a variety of methods that are unique to him, Samuel has, for many years, been able to advise and help many people in Israel and around the world. Throughout this process, Samuel emphasizes high versatility and constant expansion of the variety of consulting avenues he makes available to his clients and deepens his knowledge continuously. This commitment allows Samuel to put together for each person the advice, accompaniment, and balm suitable for the specific case and circumstances of his unique houses. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to join a unique process. It should be noted that the process and consultation are carried out with complete discretion. It should be clarified that Samuel Zohar Yanai's counseling program for strengthening the body and mind is not a substitute for conventional medicine, and it is always best to consult a doctor. It should be done before taking nutritional supplements, herbs, and changing the diet and so on. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the casting of spells intended to harm humans. Samuel specializes in removing and canceling spells, and there will be no possibility of using his abilities to harm another. Now, this is your opportunity to start and enter Samuel's process of spiritual liberation and open the channels of positive energy. On this website, you can find extensive knowledge about all areas of the spiritual world and mysticism, removing negative energy blocks, spells, black magic, different kinds of spells, and more. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, contact us now.